update on those fires that have been happening in the Lawrenceford area. Jermaine Carlos are back with us from the City of Cape Town. Morning, Jermaine. You spoke to us yesterday and just told us that those fires had flared up and that sort of gave us an update. What's the latest this morning?
Very good morning to you and your listeners. Yes, it's been a rough night or rough 24 hours where several homes actually were gutted at this incident in Silverboom Kloof Road yesterday and during the early hours of this morning.
Sure. All right. And the aftermath of that devastating, of course, for those people involved. In terms of where we're at now and the fire, is it contained? Is it still going? And how are those people?
Well, the fire has not been contained as yet. Sure. I know we're expecting rain later this afternoon.
Yeah.
Hopefully that will bring much needed relief for the crews. But we have press crews coming in at 9 o'clock this morning. Remember, they were working right through the night. There were almost 90 firefighters and about 24 fire appliances at this incident currently. And yes, the guys are working extremely hard. The wind has played a major factor in our operations. And perhaps, I don't know if aerial support might be an option today if the wind dies down a little bit. But rest assured, and also I must thank the community that came out with the generous donations and obviously for those adhering to the road closures so that the emergency vehicles are unrestricted on the roadways.
Jermaine, listen, when we spoke yesterday, you were saying, you know, there hadn't been an evacuation call as yet, although a couple of houses had chosen to evacuate. For other people in the area with property in the area, what do they need to do?
Yes, the people in the Silverboom Kloof Road area, those people evacuated.
Yeah.
And obviously there were a section where there were farms in King's Kloof where there were horses, and they were taken down to, I think, Powell Valley High School. So they were out of danger. But the crews are now positioned strategically as well to attempt or to contain the blaze so that no more property are being lost during this incident.
Yeah. All right. Listen, we're going to let you get back to it. You sound like it's been a rough night as well, Jermaine. Thanks very much indeed for making time for us this morning. And of course, a huge thanks to those fire crews. And as Jermaine said, the local community supporting, as always, we always see that. That's an update on the Lawrenceford fires for you this morning. If there is a further update, we will bring that to you as soon as we get it.